Before you read the post below, I would love you to know a couple of things. First of all, this article came from the Daily Mail article that was run last week, which was absolutely brilliant. I was so happy with it. And in it, there was a little bit about what the Mercury retrograde means for all the signs. And I have to say, God bless the Daily Mail, but they did take all the scary stuff, whereas the whole point of my new book, the Mercury Retrograde book, is actually to try and allow people to see that there are positives and negatives. So I've gone through what they had run, which they sort of excerpted from the book, and I've added in other stuff from the book, which is where you see the upside. In fact, when you read the book, hopefully you'll read the book, you will see that there is a ton of stuff to be really, really positive about. This post is best read if you know your rising sign. Okay, if you don't know your rising sign, go to www.theastrocode.com/free charts. I'll put the link below, and cast your chart for free and look on the last page where it says your rising sign or your ascendant. And that's because your rising sign or your ascendant is the most personal point on your chart. Okay, so you know, it's not just about the day you were born, and it's not just about where you were born, it's about the time and the date and the place of your birth. And it's like, you know, when you see, you know, I don't know if you watch those cop shows, I do, things like, I don't know, 24, it's getting a bit old now, but I love that with Kiefer Sutherland. And they would always be, you know, they'd get a call from the baddies and they'd say, right, we're going to triangulate this call. Well, in a way, your rising sign is like triangulating your birth chart. It's like putting in the time and the date and the place of birth, and you get your personal rising sign, which actually has a degree as well. You may not know that if you're just starting astrology, but you know, just say if you're Gemini rising, well, you're going to be a certain number between 0 and 29 rising. So you could be 17 Gemini rising or 27 Gemini rising, and that has a meaning in itself. But all you need to know for the purposes of this article is that it's the most personal point on your chart, and it's like the front door to your chart. In fact, I explain a lot more about this in the free mini masterclass about Mercury retrograde that you will get if you order my book, the Mercury Retrograde book, within the next 5 days. There's a link at the end of every paragraph about taking you to a page where you can order the book and then put in your transaction details. You'll get the mini masterclass, among other things. And so you really need to read your rising sign if you know it, because that is really then what it's like to have a reading one-on-one with an astrologer, you know, that you would pay hundreds of dollars to, because that's what they cost. But in this case, it's like you're getting a free reading based on your time, date and place of birth, so your actual personal natal horoscope, about where Mercury retrograde is taking place for you. And if you don't know what time you were born, just use 6 a.m., but I have to say it's not quite the same. But if you know your time of birth within about 15, 20 minutes, ask your mum if you don't know, or look on your birth certificate, or ask your dad, or ask someone else who might remember. If you can find out your rising sign, you will get a lot more, not just from this post, but pretty much from anything I post, because I always use house rulership, it's called, and the rising sign plays into that. But most good astrologers you'll always get more from their horoscopes if you read your rising sign. I think that's fairly true to say. So I'm going to leave it there. Have a beautiful day, and I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy this post. And if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what post I'm talking about, don't worry. I've put a link below in the show notes. Ciao for now.